A recording of an interview between Mrs. Catherine Carter and Mamie Scott, and it is about an experiment in Estill County of an in-service training program for the teachers of Estill County. Dr. Leo Chamberlain, professor of education at the University of Kentucky, was the brains of starting it. And Mrs. Carter, since you were one of the first teachers, would you please tell us something about your educational background?
I graduated from Eastern Kentucky Teachers College at that time. Now, of course, it's Eastern Kentucky University, in the summer of 1936, and was fortunate enough to be selected by you, Mrs. Scott, and the Board of Education to be the first teacher for this experimental project. And it was under the supervision of Miss Daniels from the University of Kentucky Department of Education. Of course, experimental project with Miss Daniels lasted about 6 weeks.
That's right. School was located, Mrs. Carter, and it's what is known as Ivory Hill School. And it is rather interesting why this school was selected, because every year at the opening of the school, or soon after the opening of the school, the outdoor toilet was turned over. And of course we knew that that was because some of the children were not happy there, or somebody was not happy with the school. Every Sunday they had the people in the community had Sunday school there, and I went down and asked them if it would be all right to use their school for this project, and they were very much interested. Now, do you recall how many teachers was there listening to you all when you were starting school?
No, I can't remember just exactly how many teachers were there, because of course the school was a one-room building, and with the pupils and the equipment that we had to work with, we didn't have too much room. But it seems to me that at least about 10 teachers came and would observe for about a week. And then another group of teachers in the county would come and observe for a week, and so on until all of the teachers in the Estill County school system had the opportunity to observe this project.
Do you recall what equipment that you had to work with, or what facilities were available at this school?
Well, we used very simple materials as well as I can remember. We did quite a bit of artwork, and I remember that we had a frieze under the subject of transportation, and we started out, of course, with the very primitive ox cart, ox yoke, oxen, with, and then progressed on up to the railroad train and the airplane. And we used so much brown wrapping paper. We used brown wrapping paper about a yard wide, and each child who was in this particular part of the program had selected a mode of transportation that he wanted to draw, and it was all freehand, and the children worked with supervision, of course, but used his own talents and his own memory to portray on this frieze what he could know about the different methods and modes of transportation. I know we did that. Then we also made a huge map of all of the states in the United States. Of course, we just had 48 at that time, and we colored the states different colors so that the children could learn to identify the states by their shape and their color, and this large map was put on a bulletin board that had a prominent place in the schoolroom. Then we did modeling in clay, and the children would use their own imaginations in making clay objects. And I know that we used quite a number of pencils and scissors and small tools of that kind that the children had never had an opportunity to use before. And the children were very pleased to be able to use these tools.
Do you remember the type of paint that you all used? It was very crude. Alabastine, wasn't it, or something like that?
Well, it was a water paint that we mixed up prior to our beginning, and the children had the opportunity to mix up the paint, and in fact, all of the work was done by the children themselves, with, of course, supervision from the teachers.
Do you recall the type of bulletin board they had? You know, you didn't have a cloakroom then, did you?
No, we didn't have a cloakroom.
But didn't you take kind of some kind of just crude material and fixed a kind of little cloakroom where they could put their lunches and the water bucket, and then they would have a place where they could hang their coats?
Yes. It seems to me that this bulletin board we had was made something like an easel, an art easel, only much bigger. And it formed a partition between the little cloakroom partition. It formed a partition between the cloakroom where the children had their coats. Of course, at that time, it was summer, they didn't have any coats, but they all brought their lunches and their little tin boxes and sacks, and they had each child had a place for his own particular lunch. And then, of course, we had a water bucket with different cups to be used. And this big easel contained this United States map. And we did so much map work that, honestly, the children would learn very quickly the identification of different states, particularly Kentucky.
Did you think the children were more interested in doing this type of work than doing the traditional just book reading?
Oh, yes. Yes, it had more meaning for them because, in the first place, they were doing it themselves, of course, under guidance, and they enjoyed the participation, and because they did it themselves, they learned about it and remembered it.
Do you recall a project wherein that the children were brought into Irving and went to the Methodist Church where Harry Cockrell played the organ, and they sang some of the songs that they knew while he was playing the organ?
I can't remember that too vividly. That could have taken place at another year.
Yeah.
I don't remember that that we did that, but we would have, I know we had a listening center under the supervision of the University of Kentucky, and a radio was placed in our school that had some mechanical connection with the University of Kentucky, and our children would know to listen. We had a little schedule, and every time a program would be broadcast, we would be seated as closely to the radio as we could, and the children would be extremely quiet, and they would listen to this radio program broadcast from the university. It was, of course, an educational type program. And as well as I remember, Mr. Professor C.W. Sewer was the head of that department under which this center operated, the listening center, and we were as I'm sure, one of the first listening centers of this kind in Kentucky, and Mr. Sewer himself visited the school and observed the children and made it as interesting and informative as he could.
Did the children seem to enjoy the center?
Oh, yes. Yes, they did. They enjoyed it. They were sorry when the school day was over, and we really had a good time.
I believe I recall, Mrs. Carter, you know, some of these interesting things that you all did and had them around in the school. And on Sunday, when they would have Sunday school there that afternoon, the parents would come in and they would go to this place in the schoolroom and different places and point out and say that's what their child had done.
Yes.
And they were very, very proud of them.
Yes.
Well, talk about that visit. There is a quite an interesting story about it. You know, when you were trying to give maybe a newer type of program wherein children did participate so much and took into the needs and interests of the people in the community, and they were so interested in having a part of it, you often wondered what the general public had to say about it. So we had what was called a planning council, which was composed of representatives from all the value-forming agencies. And through that planning council, we attempted to show them what was being done so they in turn could go out and sell it to the people in the community. Now, there was one man, as you know, many people in the community, if they were successful and made a lot of money, they had a lot of influence. So since this was on transportation, I was very much interested in getting one man to be sold on it because I knew his influence would be far-reaching. So I kept trying and trying to get him to come down and see what they were doing in the school. And it seemed as though he wouldn't do it. So one day I went to his place of business. He owned the Chevrolet garage. And asked him if he would go down with me that morning and see. And he said yes, he would. And I didn't know what was going to be taking place that morning. But when we arrived, Miss Daniels was planning the trip, and they were going to Berea and going to come into Irving, too. And the parents, many of the parents, were going with them. And when, after we sat there, and he listened attentively to everything that was going on and was, seemed to be impressed with how the children were participating, and all of a sudden, here drove up a great big truck with a lot of parents.
Yes.
Well, I just was scared to death. I thought it might be a Ford. But the good Lord was with me. And it was a Chevrolet what he sold. Well, and on our way back to town, and all the parents and the children and the teachers got in there and then went to Berea. And all the way back to town, and he began talking about this good feature about it, that other good feature about it. And then when anybody would come into his garage, you know, and that was a place that a lot of the men loafed in different sections of Canada, he would tell them about that school and what they were doing, and that really helped to sell the program.
Program, yes. Well, the school, if you remember, at that time we just had 7 months school.
That's right.
Well, I don't know how fitting and appropriate this is at this time, but I was selected to substitute in the city school, which lasted 9 months at that time. And one of the teachers had had an operation and had to be out several weeks. And the Irving superintendent asked me if I would substitute, and it happened that the superintendent's child was in this class. I brought with me some of the materials and some of the maps and the friezes that we'd made out at the county school out at Ivory Hill, because I kept those in my possession during the summer. And of course the school, as you pointed out, was used for Sunday school and different community activities, and I wanted to be sure that our children's work was preserved, so I brought it with me and introduced it into the Irving City School program. And the children were just amazed at what we had done, and we tacked up the frieze all around the room and put the large United States map on the blackboard. We had to paste it to the blackboard in the classroom. It was the sixth grade class. And our superintendent came around to observe, and he was also very pleased with what we were doing. So, of course, I introduced as much of this as I could into the city school program, enough that it wouldn't interfere with what the regular teacher had done. But privately, the school superintendent told me later that it would be all right if the regular teacher didn't return that year, that the children were enjoying what we were doing and learning so much that he hoped we could continue until the school term was over.
Do you recall any form of recreation that you all had out at that school? Because I know you didn't have very much equipment.
Well, of course, we jumped the rope. The children all had the school had a jumping rope that we kept back there by the water bucket and all their little personal items. And the girls played drop the handkerchief, and little simple childhood games that all children at that time enjoyed. But we had a little recess period, and I know that as time went on, we would miss some of our little equipment, the little tools that we used. And one time we just got so short on little scissors that we couldn't operate a particular project that we wanted to. And some other little boys had gone under the floor and had found that our scissors had been buried under the floor. These children valued these little implements very much, and as I said, they hadn't had an opportunity to have scissors and all the pencils and erasers and writing paper that they needed. So I think they wanted to just keep those down there so they could have them to remember. But anyway, the other children brought them back into the schoolroom, and we had just a real good time.
And did they have a little place filled with sand where children could go out and recess, some of these little beginners, and play in the
yes,
sand pile?
Yes, the children had a little boxed off sand pile that they played in, and then the bigger children were encouraged to build a log cabin. They were very interested in early Kentucky history and in Daniel Boone and the early pioneers, and the older boys went out into the woods, which practically surrounded the building, and with the permission of the owners, cut down the logs and brought them back to the school and notched them and constructed a log cabin.
Do you remember making clay dishes?
Yes. Yes, the children made clay dishes. In fact, they tried to furnish the log cabin.
Yes.
What do we do?
How you turn it on? Carter, do you recall the times where you spent there at the schoolroom by yourself and Miss Daniels was not there?
Yes, of course, it was understood that I was to be the continuing teacher.
That's right.
After this 6 weeks in training program was over for this particular year. And of course, I taught while she was gone out to visit the various county schools with you to observe what had been carried over by the particular teachers from the learning experience that they'd had there at the experimental school. But I managed to get along all right. Of course, I was a beginning teacher, and sometimes I wondered if I did the right thing, but I felt pretty well grounded, too, with the experience that I'd had at Eastern. And I wanted to say a while ago that another thing we did, we taught by newspaper articles. Now, not too many people in the community received a daily newspaper, and we were interested in current events and world affairs too, even at that level. And I would bring newspaper articles from the Courier Journal, and the children would be interested in what was going on in the outside world, particularly if it contained information about some project that we'd had there at the school. So current events were introduced too.
And there was a great deal of interest about
great
that.
Great deal of interest.
Among parents and children,
and children
too.
Yes.
And I recall that in going around, taking Miss Daniels around to visit these teachers who had already observed and to note what progress they were making in their schools in carrying out the policies that you all had done in your schools.
Yes.
And there was a great deal of carryover,
yes.
You might say. Now, these teachers, so many of our teachers did not have degrees, so you had your degree.
Yes.
A lot of these teachers didn't have. So on Saturdays, many times during the school term, Miss Daniels would come up here and teach an extension course, and the teachers would learn how to write units and how to teach them, and then they could carry on. If they had any trouble that week, they could bring it out and discuss with her.
Yes.
And they earned many college credits that way. And not only did Miss Daniels come and teach, but our teacher, Mrs. Ruth Haynes, came. And that was a good carryover. Now, this project really was very well advertised. The State Department was very much interested in it and sent different representatives. I know one time Dr. Jaggers came and stayed a full week. He was so interested, and then of course he would carry it on into other sections of the state. And they also would, Moorhead sent representatives and Eastern sent
yes.
representatives, and a lot of people from various other states came in and observed what was being done. And it was written up in the KEA journals and different places
like that. I had that article, the KEA journal. I've kept that journal which described our program and had some pictures too. And I'd kept it down through the years, but in my recent move, I've misplaced the article. So I'm in the magazine,
yeah.
So I couldn't review the article. But I still had it.
Well, this experiment went on for a number of years, almost, not quite 10, but almost 10 years. And it really, eventually the teachers were sold on it. At first, I'd say it was right hard on them to sit there a week, you know, and watch somebody else teach. But you'd be surprised at the different ones, though, that were learning from it and were very much sold on the idea. So one time, one year, Mrs. Haynes, when she was up there teaching art, we got the county bus and a driver, and there were 20-some-odd teachers, went to Ohio State to have a conference with Dr. Laura Zerbes and Dr. Bowie, and then we went on to Detroit so they could get the experience of seeing an industrial city. And then we went to, while we were in Detroit, we went to Greenfield Village and observed the Ford One Teacher School.
Yes.
And really, it was a good time for them, but it was a good learning experience.
Oh, yes.
So, and I think it was and really you might say it was something that caused all the teachers to really not only to participate, but to enjoy teaching more.
Yes. Yes, it helped them, and then it helped the children too.
Yeah.
I know that I come in contact with some of the boys who were in the eighth grade class at that one room school at Ivory Hill when I was the teacher, and they've always seemed to be to remember the experience and have talked about it so many times. And these boys, of course I call them boys, they're men now, they have grown and developed, and they are participating in community affairs themselves and have turned out to be just real excellent citizens. Yes.
So really, with this experiment, it not only brought happiness to children, and happiness to parents, and happiness to teachers, but it really probably had a far-reaching effect that many of us, just like you say, in the citizens today,
yes,
are better people from having had that experience.
It opened up the whole new world for
yes.
them.
And the grand part of it was we didn't have toilets turned over every year.
No. And the parents were with us.
Yes.
They were with us every turn of the road.
Yes.
And that, because it was a good experience for them too.